This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So right now we're going to hear an eyewitness interview of someone who investigated the world's most haunted house with William Hall and Gene and Chris. So frame it, William. Tell us more.
Officer John Holsworth was the first police officer to the scene. He was off duty, and he was a neighbor and friend of the Gooden family, lived right across the street. And their hysterical cry for help from the porch got the attention of his daughter, who was walking the dog, and said, "Please go get your father. We're in trouble here." And he came over and went inside while they were still on the porch and witnessed a bunch of things. And actually, I was just recently giving a lecture, and one of his family members showed up and said it changed his life, had some negative impact on him, unfortunately. And he's not with us anymore. But this is an interview taken by the press later that day of his involvement and what he experienced and what the scene was like that day when this broke to the public.
975 Luna Street.
And you're with the Bridgeport Police Department?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me, did you respond to the call?
Yes, I did. My daughter was walking the dog. She ran into the house and said, "Jerry and Laura," which we know them by, "had an emergency. Would I come right over?"
Oh, I guess
I come over and found the two of them on the porch hysterical.
And what did you find when you came into the house?
I come in, I found everything array. I mean, just disarray. The table's over, the chair's over, the icebox moved, the television moved, and I was the only one in the house, and they were still on the porch.
Did you actually see anything move yourself?
Yes, I did. I just told you. I saw the icebox move, I saw the television move, I straightened the television, it turned around, I saw the chairs open and close.
Was there any other phenomenon that you observed?
Nothing else other than selling the people down.
I said, did you also see the cat?
The cat was not around.
Okay. And did you also witness the little girl in the chair that was pushed back in the front room?
Can you tell us about that? Yes, I did. I seen her fly back three or four times. This later on in the afternoon, I left, I came back and saw this.
And do you, did you test the chair to see whether it was possible that the girl could do it herself?
No, there was no way. There was a priest here at the time when I returned across the street who tried it himself, as big as I am. I'm 6'2". I weigh 220 pounds. And he couldn't move it. And she just flew back like there was nothing.
Have you ever been involved in any psychic phenomenon before in your years on the police force?
15 years, no.
Nothing. What was your belief in hauntings and poltergeist activity before? You probably heard about it. What's your belief now?
I thought it was a poltergeist right away when I thought about it. And I believe in this, but I don't follow it.
I said
anything can happen.
I said, so you were surprised. I mean, you came to this believing that it could happen.
No, everything can happen. Anything can happen.
How was this reported in the police department? What kind of a report would be turned in?
I don't know. I have to make a report myself. I was called by the Lieutenant Coco, Bridgeport Police Department, who observed and controlled the scene here today.
I said, did he observe any phenomenon, you know?
I don't know. Other officers at the scene, I had to make my report, like I say, and get names of the other officers who did observe.
Were there many officers who observed?
There was 10 or 12.
10 or 12. and also I believe there were firemen also.
Firemen also, right. Firemen over here, it was 10 firemen, 2 chiefs.
And they observed the phenomenon that actually had seen things happen.
I don't know what their activity was. I wasn't here. I was across the street watching my baby when the firemen arrived. But they walked out of here and they were afraid.
I said, thank you very much, officer. Great.
That was Officer Holdsworth.
Wow, sounded pretty straight ahead, Jack Webbish. Pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's funny. All those guys were that way. I was quite impressed with the way they went about it. I mean, most all of them. There was one police officer that left the house, but I mean, he got hit with a cross that came off the wall. So, I mean, I can't say I wouldn't have done any different. But most of them, you know, went to the phenomena. You know, they saw something happen. They went and they tried to eliminate all the, you know, the obvious things. One particularly impressive observation, a police officer was saying when he was being interviewed, you know, do you think this TV moved on him? And he said, do you think the TV, somebody could have pulled it with a string or something? And he said, no, absolutely not. He said, because I went over to it and the bureau had dust on it. The TV, and especially in the old days, they had those rungs underneath where you kind of hurt your hands when you carry them. I don't know if you remember, but... And he said the TV, the marks it made in the bureau from the dust were very precise in a semicircle, just made from the underneath of the TV rungs. He said if somebody was doing a trick and tied something, it would have dragged it across the dust, disturbing it to a much greater degree and in a much more haphazard manner. Observations like that were just, they did just a really great job in trying to look at these things as they happened. Yeah, with the refrigerator floating, they looked under it and on top, and one went in the basement even and looked at the ceiling. I mean, these guys were really, they really went about it in a very good way.
So it sounds to me like they were really looking for possible evidence of trickery.
Or something else, not necessarily trickery. I mean, the initial thing the police thought it was Marcy. They did initially think it was her until they saw things happen because things were happening in every single room. That's when, when they saw the refrigerator float, they knew then, you know, Marcy was off the table as far as.
Why did they initially suspect her? What would give them the idea that a 10-year-old child would be able to manifest these types of effects?
Well, without knowing details of the kinds of things that went on, there have been cases where kids would do that. Normally, when outsiders are brought in, it's quickly exposed because, you can fool your parents. Maybe the parents don't believe that it would be you, but somebody outside would say, okay, if it's not the parents, let's look at the child. You know, it's kind of a natural thing to do. So that would be why that they would do it. But, of course, that was quickly put to rest when they were seeing things themselves. And that's how strong this activity was. Normally, you get a bunch of people entering an environment like this. It's very unlikely you would see all these things happen, at least initially. You know, usually things calm down and you have to wait quite a while before you see something. And there was a lot of people going in and out of that house and there were things happening, you know, in front of them, which makes it an extremely active case as these things go.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point that I recall reading in the book, you know, in several points that you mentioned. How this November time period, November, December, seemed to be when this stuff occurred. And October 31st, the Halloween, you know, day, wasn't that the birthday or the day their son died or something?
Birthday, yeah. He was born on Halloween.
You have to wonder, maybe the deceased child was somehow involved in this on some level.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the theories. You know, I don't, you know, I can't really say. It's there's a few different ways it can go. Some people said, well, you know, maybe it was going on and that's why she was given up for adoption and maybe this thing went with her. You know, I mean, who knows? It definitely could be a combination of any of those things.
Did the Warrens or any of the investigators at the time contact her prior parents? Was that a possibility? Were they somehow contacted and asked if similar events had occurred before the adoption? Or I know these records are normally sealed, having been adopted myself, but was there any attempt to do that?
Let's have that answer in our next segment. We have a free version
of Chris O'Brien's book, Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, to give away in ebook form. Here's how you get a copy. You subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Go to theparacast.com, theparacast.com, subscribe to our free newsletter, and within a few days, you'll get your copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. William Paul joining Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have William Hall. He is author of The World's Most Haunted House. And we're painting a picture of an event that went far beyond what a normal poltergeist case, if you call them normal, goes. Now, Chris asked you a question at the end of our previous segment. William, would you answer it?
Yes, certainly. No, there was, from what I understand, there wasn't an ability to contact the adoption family. So, unfortunately, we don't know a lot about that. The insinuation is that she was abused, tied to a chair for many long hours, and that sort of thing. So, we don't have a lot of information on them. I did find out that there were multiple, which we can get to this later, but there were multiple houses affected at the same time this broke out on Lindley Street, which is interesting. And that's something back in, 1974, investigators really didn't look for as much as we do today.
All right, let's maybe segue to that for a moment, because there's a lot of ground to cover.
And yeah, that's interesting.
Yes, okay, so other houses were affected how?
They had three houses that I discovered that were haunted that started at the same time the Goodens did with the explosion of activity, not from 68, with different kinds of entities, much lower level kind of hauntings, voices, footsteps, things like that. One of them is detailed in the book. The other two didn't want to really go into it other than they identified that they had trouble too. And they were all on the same side of the street as the Lindley home too. I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't see why, but it just happened to be that way. There, I would suspect there could even be more, but of course, it's a matter of, finding all those people that, of course, many of them are no longer with us. And so we do know at the time of this explosion, whatever it opens or whatever, your beliefs in poltergeists are, definitely let some other things through too that were, like I said, nothing is nearly as explosive or varied as what was experienced on Lindley Street. But still there were some entities. One was a shadow person, but lower level kind of hauntings. Not that they're I hate to say lower level, because I mean it's very scary no matter what level it is, but so that was taking place too at the time.
So basically there's no end to this. You could basically segue to each house and find a story, like you said, a shadow person. So just before we get back to the main incident here, what kind of shadow person are we talking about?
It was Richard, the witness, he described it to me as like an Ewok-looking figure. And he doesn't know anything about the paranormal, too, which is kind of funny. But with kind of red glowing eyes that you see in the corner of your bedroom. But he stayed up all night. It wasn't like sleep paralysis or anything. And there were other things that happened in his house. But and that's an image of shadow people that is commonly, or at least one form that's commonly, reported. But it was, it didn't move around. It basically stayed there. He saw a little bit of movement, but it wasn't like, the Lindley Street entities, moved all around and were, much higher level of pains in the butt, so to speak. So,
all right, let's go back to the original pain in the you-know-what. Tell us more. Let's move to stage whatever. There's so many stages. How long did these things take place? Through what period of time?
Well, as far as the public view of it were, and the most intense days were Sunday and Monday, and on Tuesday, the inspector and the superintendent announced that it was a hoax created by the little 10-year-old girl, and it still went on after that. The whole phenomena from very beginning to end would be 1968 to January 1975. If we were to look at the most intense period, we're talking about November of 74 to the beginning of 1975.
Now, and, was it always the same thing, objects moving around the house, that sort of thing?
Well, entities appeared in three different forms. That was at the height of it. So that was one thing. But there were...
What kind of entities? Describe them in more detail.
Sure. The three different... One was almost like a cardboard structure seen by Father Charbonneau and the Warrens that was in the basement when he was doing a house blessing. And then the more common part where there was four witnesses and they were seen as a translucent, almost like it was described as when you light a match and you see the blurry part above the match, shape seen like that. And there was four of them, and they were described as almost acting like they were in a pack almost. Matter of fact, Paulino, the seminary student at the time, his job was to protect Marcy, and he put Marcy behind his back, and there was four of them in front of him, and one came forward, and he actually put his hand out, and he was very shocked to feel that this thing was a biological being, is the way he described it. And he said he felt bone structure, almost bird-like, if he could compare it to something. And it got around him and picked up Marcy and threw her across the room. But that feeling of that biological being was something he didn't share with the Warrens, because they were, everything was a demon to them back then, and that was his, bringing up too, being in the seminary. So this kind of really threw him for a loop, and he didn't talk about it for about 35 years because it kind of went against everything that everybody said about these situations. And then the third entity type was... more the is described as a yellow orange, like billowing smoke, and at one point it filled the house where they had to actually leave the house. And of course, other times the appearance was simply you couldn't see something, but it was disturbing, animals and doing other things.
Well, speaking of animals, there's a couple of very interesting incidents involving the family cat. And some people would say it would be ventriloquism if it was a hoax, but evidently the cat developed a vocabulary. You want to talk about that real quick? That's a question from Polterwurst, who has, if we asked all the questions that he has posted here for you for your appearance on the Paracast, we could spend the whole show just talking about his questions. And a big thank you for Polterwurst for being so engaged in this particular case. He's quite up to speed on it.
It's interesting here how close that name resembles the phenomenon we're dealing with here.
Well, let me read what he said about that. First of all, my forum nickname, Polterwurst, is not intended to ridicule the subject of poltergeist.
I got to do the break, and then we'll go into that further. Okay, so he assures us that's not the reason. Let's go into more of this in a moment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Poltergeist assures us that he did not pick his name because of a connection to poltergeist phenomena, but he asks really, really intricate, detailed, knowledgeable questions, Chris O'Brien. We're talking to William J. Hall, author of The World's Most Haunted House. Chris?
So, yeah, we were, before we went to break, we were talking about the family cat. And it's interesting to me when pets and other biological creatures are brought into a case like this. And this is particularly compelling. Why don't you give us a quick background on that aspect?
Yes, Jerry swore up and down, was very, very serious about it. Not literally swore, but you know what I mean? he would hear banging on the cellar door, and he said the cat would say, you know, let me out, you dirty Frenchman, which, of course, everybody would laugh when he'd say that, and he'd be very, very serious about it. Now, he said the cat would say it, but bear in mind, of course, he never saw the cat say it. The cat was the only one down the basement, so therefore, you know, he associated the two together. And I think that's a lot of what happened with the cat. There were other times where police officers heard the cat speak. And again, they thought, I don't believe the cat actually spoke. I believe it definitely was audio phenomena. Now, how well that audio phenomena was in sync with the positioning of the cat, whether on purpose or, you know, by accident or, you know, just through our own inability to be very good hearers, you know, our hearing's horrible when it comes to direction, all that kind of stuff. But I look at it as more of like a proximity effect of whatever is close by gets associated with the sound. And it may be a little bit more than that. It may be, like I said, you know, something targeted by, you know, whatever it is. Ed Warren was quite mad. He ran out of tape because he wanted to record it because he was curious as to whether the voice would come out of on tape or whether it was more of a hallucinatory kind of, not hallucinatory, but more of a just a phenomena voice where it doesn't record. You know, something sometimes you record and later you hear voices or something on them, and other times you record the voices, they don't come out, you know. So, but he had run out of tape from doing interviews because he had wanted to get the you know, the quote unquote cat on tape. But there was a lot of audio phenomena in the house. I mean, there was the footsteps, the banging on the walls, the knocking on doors, and the police that were on crowd duty sometimes did complain about the swans. There was these swan planters that moved by themselves, which is, you know, where the crowd witnessing the phenomenon really comes into play. And they heard these guttural voices, and they said the swans are making, you know, these guttural voices. And again, that's another case of, was the sound coming from them, or was it just coming from the area and being associated with the swans because they also moved on their own? So that's kind of the, you know, the audio phenomena going on there. But now, to make it more complicated, Marcy did pretend to make the cat talk. Not very good, and it really didn't fool anybody, but that ended up, of course, being confused and, you know, with the other part of it, making it part of that whole experience. The one difference, you know, in the real cases versus, you know, the horror movies is, you know, when you have real people, you have just a variety of things that happen that, you know, you don't experience in the horror movies. They don't build these things into them. The police officers ended, well, two police officers ended up playing a joke on another police officer and said, Marcy,
oh,
go.
Great. Just
yeah,
what
right.
Need.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, and, you know, and some of this stuff, and I feel bad because some of the people who, you know, would defend this as being real, and, you know, I'd have to tell them, no, that part wasn't real. That was the officers playing a joke.
That kind of begs the question, why would Marcy, with all the real stuff, you know, apparently real phenomenon going on, why would she kind of piggyback her particular agenda onto that? And what would be the rationale for that, number one? And number two, it sounds like she wasn't really taking a lot of this as seriously as you would think, because she would then attempt to duplicate some of the effects or maybe even create some of her own. How do you look at the psychology of a 10-year-old attempting to piggyback her own agenda on this?
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that I did find in you know, my poltergeist research is the children, and it's tough because there's a, you know, variety of things going on, but it almost appears, and some have theorized, that the children have some sort of negative bond to these entities, for lack of a better word, almost like a negative relationship, that they're each getting something out of it. So that's one thing, which may or may not be true, but everybody was amazed that, well, you know, Marcy doesn't seem as afraid as she should be, or, you know, she'd scream but then go back to doing other things, you know. And that's kind of hard to explain because, you know, are the people on the scene and have an expectation that a child is supposed to be frightened to a certain degree by certain levels of phenomena that they've never seen before. And some of their assumptions, I would say, probably are spot on, and others might be just what they think people should be reacting like. Almost like, you know, we said, well, you know, why didn't the good ones run out of the house? You know, in real life, people do stuff a little bit different than, you know, than what we expect. But there were times she screamed, cried, wanted to get out of the house, was scared. But there were plenty of times where she was excited. There was a lot of people in the house. You know, she didn't have a lot of people to talk to. And you know, when the policemen are all there and talking to her and paying attention
to her.
Well,
and she was getting attention, too, as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we don't know behind the scenes when she was more alone how she felt. But certainly, like some people say, well, why did they stay in the house that next day or whatever? But there was a lot of people there. So that's the other thing. And then the Warrens told them, if you leave, this thing's going to follow you.
Let's front load them with that particular.
Right. Yeah, let's scare the heck out of them. Of course, they were at the point later on where they were going to leave, and they said, you know, we don't care. it could try to follow us, but we're going to give it a shot anyhow.
Well, let's talk about Ed and Lorraine real quick. Of course, the Warrens are very famous in the annals of haunting investigations. The Amityville Horror case, I believe, was one. There have been a number over the years. How soon after this story broke in early November were the Warrens brought into the case? And give us kind of a sense of the front loading that they brought to bear.
They were brought into the case after all the emergency vehicles were there and there was already a crowd forming. So this had started to get public. It was later on in the day. They were called by Mary Pasquarella, who was a neighbor of the Goodens, and she called and said she had seen the Warrens at a lecture and called them and said, hey, we've got a real problem down here, and there's emergency vehicles and everything, and the family is it's haunted, and all the police are coming out scared. And so told them the whole story. Ed at first said he couldn't make it because they were in the middle of doing a case at the time. She pleaded with them saying that this was really, really bad. And so they said, okay, they'll come down. They called Father Charbonneau, who they work with sometimes, and he came down. And Paulino was actually on his way to have dinner with the Warrens. Lorraine is supposed to be an amazing cook, and matter of fact, he still says to this day, I never got my dinner. But so he ended up going with them. All four of them went down the Lindley Street together. And it was, I would say it was early afternoon that they got there. And they were there for most of that first day when it really broke out. And the very next day, that was probably the worst day, which was Monday. And they were there quite a bit. They were, good comfort to the family. Their advice was, especially when they weren't there, is, if activity starts happening in a room, everybody should get up and leave the room and go to a different room. And so that's what he told them to keep doing. And that'll help, dispel it or keep it more under control or, And other than that, they were more or less a comfort to the family. One of the priests was trying to get an exorcism done. Of course, not that I believe that would have helped, but nobody would have, the church would have never agreed to that once the Associated Press took the story around the world. Who wants to get involved in that one?
It sounds like it's really getting more and more complicated by the second. Let's continue with this with William Hall joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on our distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
The world's most haunted house. It sure sounds like it, with William Paul explaining this. So the Warrens come over to provide comfort to the family impacted by this. Did that help or hurt? And what happened when they moved to another room? Did that bring the phenomenon with it?
I would say overall the Warrens helped. The one thing that they did that really got to the Goodens was Ed made toll calls to the press to get more press there.
Oh, boy, I hate to see the phone bill.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, here they
are. This is 1974, folks, when it costs, you know, like a dollar a minute to make a long-distance call. It's not getting 60 minutes of international
calling.
Well,
hold on a second. Wait a minute. The Warrens started calling more press? Isn't that tantamount to throwing gasoline on a fire?
Yes. Well, and that's why they were bad. You know, Ed had this whole opinion he wanted the world to know the truth kind of thing. There's plenty of cases where they didn't call the press. In other words, the people were already there, so some could argue, well, it was going to happen anyhow, but he certainly sped it up and got it moving faster and to a wider area sooner, because he was calling New York and, you know, he was calling the major outlets to make sure this thing got out. And of course, the Goodens are there walking back and forth saying, you know, look at the people outside, and, you know, and he's bringing more people. So you could, so they really, they were not happy at all, with that. And, ultimately, later on, when Marcy, had, said that she thought Lorraine put her hand under water to get the burn, because Lorraine ended up having a spontaneous burn. And you know, I mean, when they said that, that was it. When the Goodens said, you know, I don't want them here. But I think that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, was the, you know, those phone calls, because that really was that was the horror of their life, is having to deal with the, it's bad enough all the stuff happened on the inside, but, you know, Jerry can't go to work and you got all these people outside. It's just, you can't live in the community anymore. And yeah, he didn't like that at all, especially since he had never heard of them either. I mean, you know, the only reason he let the Warrens inside the house was because their friends, the Hoffmans, who they initially called, knew the Warrens. And then they said, okay, well, knew of them, not knew them personally. But, you know, overall, aside from the toll calls, yeah, they stayed with the family for quite a long time.
And the family never thought to say, hey, don't you think you have some other place to go to?
Oh, no. They welcomed the company of police officers, anybody who would stay there, reporters, you know, come back for coffee. Oh, yeah, no, they really appreciated the company. Yeah, they certainly didn't want to be alone in the house. And at times, they, of course, you know, packed up and went over family. Yeah, they had a night bag prepared at all times after a while from this and would pick up and leave when it got bad. But no, they really, they welcomed the coffee and the company and loved it. And especially loved, you know, the Warrens being there because they knew about this. So at least they felt like, you know, people, they didn't have to defend themselves as much that they were crazy or, you know, which they always worried people are going to think they're crazy.
Okay, now let's kind of move along here because we're past the halfway point of the show and there's questions from listeners and we're trying to kind of summarize things as much as we can. If you want to know all the details, read the book, The World's Most Haunted House by William J. Hall. That's the long and short of it. Okay, so this episode continued for a while, but this was the peak. And then things kind of died down. In what sense? Just fewer instances every evening or whatever?
Yeah, it actually, you know, they, in December, early December, they almost thought it was over. There was a period of days where, you know, everything was okay, and they actually got another dog, and then things started happening again. By that time, Jerry ended up wiring most of the furniture to the wall, and they had packed a lot of things because they were going to sell the house, and they didn't want things on the walls. And some of the scariest things, though, happened that, at least to me, I feel that they're amongst the most disturbing of incidents. They came to the house after being out, and Jerry, of course, you know, would go in first, and their Christmas tree, all the ornaments were off of it and in a neat little orderly pile under the tree. And that really freaked, Laura and, Marcy out. They started crying and
must be demons.
Yeah, right. And so that was pretty freaky. And the tree actually went through the wire. Jerry had a wire around the tree that he put into the wood from the windowsill. So he had it, had the wire going around the tree, wrapped around the tree, and then fastened at both ends to the windowsill. And the tree ended up through it somehow. Nobody really knew. And that was later on later in December when the investigators were there and they tried to duplicate it and get it to fall. It fell the wrong way that it would have fell. It was just a very bizarre experience. But getting back to the tree, which, by the way, Jerry had become so adept at trying to fight this thing that he had a plastic bucket that he put cement in and he put the tree into the bucket of cement. And so he was trying to fix the holidays the best he could. And they also had a Madonna statue that this same episode with the all the ornaments off the tree, where this Madonna statue was in the kitchen and the thumbs were off of it, and it didn't look like they were chipped off. Jerry described it as it looked like they were smoothly, like it was filed off and it was smooth and they couldn't find the thumbs anywhere. And so naturally that did not have Laura in a good state of mind. But so things, you know, did continue on like that with things moving and some of those, you know, Christmas incidents. And, you know, they got a new dog, when they thought it was over in early December, and that poor dog used to spend a lot of time under the bed, and Jerry felt kind of bad about that because, he invited something else into the house.
If I was that dog, I'd be hiding under the bed too, boy. Dang.
Yeah, I mean, they would come home and, you know, the dog's not there and, you know, it's under the bed. So, you know, that was kind of sad.
I pity the dog. Now, Did it just reach a point where it just kept dying off and one day it stopped forever?
Well, it was less sporadic, you know. I mean, that height was the very height, you know, with the entities and everything. That was, and other than that, it was here and there with incidents, you know, like what I described. What really helped it stop was Father Doyle, who was there initially in support of the family. He met with he was associated with St. Patrick's School and met with a social worker and explained to them that, you know, he was at the house and this was all real. And, you know, we need to get the Marcy back to school in order to really help stop this. And she can't go back to the other school. You know, first of all, the parents aren't, you know, they said they're not. Jerry said, "I want this kid alive." She's not going back to that school. So Father Doyle negotiated a partial scholarship to the Catholic school to make it affordable for the Goodens to send her back to Catholic school. And once she got back to St. Patrick's, which was, you know, just a much nicer environment, people weren't making fun of her there, you know, she liked it. And once she was settled back in school, that's when it really dissipated and faded out.
Well, you know, you've just kind of summarized the connection, I guess, because before we were talking about, was the presence of Marcy the trigger for these events? And even if she wasn't in the house physically, they continued. But once her psyche, shall we say, was calmed down, she got into a school environment that was more relaxing to her. She wasn't being bullied by other students. She wasn't being subjected to all sorts of abuse.
Because also in St. Patrick was the one that drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
Well, the point being here is that once her mental condition was calmer, when things were better for her, these episodes stopped. So that seems to show the cause and effect relationship here, that somehow her state of being at the time brought about these events. Let's get into more of this in a moment. William Hall, author of The World's Most Haunted House, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.